Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. So we're talking about, Rachel had this great idea to talk about being authentic, be you. And I think that part of the reason why she wanted to talk about this is she sees how she's like my little coach on my shoulder sometimes. She's always reminding me to be myself, be Adam. And she says, just be yourself, be your powerful. I call it being powerfully open. But just be, how do you refer to it?
Because
you have like a certain way you say about it.
I don't know. Just saying be yourself and be real, because the people that like you are going to like you for you. You don't really need to be anybody else. And if they like you because you are acting like somebody else, they don't really like you. So why do it? I don't know.
Oh, that's a good point. But yeah, she's always talking about be yourself, be authentic. And it's something that I do too. And I see people open up when you're authentic and you're open and you're powerful with them. They feel safe and there isn't like things in the way. So what do you want to talk about first?
Okay, so just to open things up, I just wanted to start out by saying that everyone is an individual and that it's a good thing. You don't really want to be the same as anybody else because the world doesn't need more replicas. We're much better off just being originals and kind of bringing to the table what we uniquely have to offer. So one thing I've been thinking about a lot lately is how much work it takes to try and be something else or to project something else or try and convince other people that you're something other than you're not. I think it's a waste of your time. I think it's a waste of people that you're interacting with. I think it's a waste. It's just, in general, a waste because at the end of the day, anything that you get or you receive or the relationships that you're building, if they're built on false pretenses, they're not going to be lasting and they're not actually going to bring you happiness. I think real happiness comes from being yourself and seeing where you fit into the world and letting everything build around that instead of trying to stretch all the time.
Cool.
So.
Well, next thing. We have like 10 minutes because we took a while doing this.
We certainly did. Okay, so we'll be quick. So some of the things that you should consider if you want to figure out who you are, I mean, that's kind of the first step, I think, in being true to yourself and being you. You have to have a lot of self-awareness. And so things to consider, and you might even want to just write this down. I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out who I am and why I am the way I am and patterns and the decisions that I make and behaviors that I do that I think are worth analyzing. One of the things that you should really consider is looking at your strengths and your weaknesses. I think everybody, just as humans, has a lot of strengths and a lot of weaknesses. And the more aware you are of them, the better you can understand how you're going to approach problems or how you're going to best find happiness in your life.
And then I agree with her. You can always accentuate your strengths. And I like not to call them weaknesses. I like to call them areas that you're not as skilled at, because if you say it's a weakness, then I feel like you give it power that it is a weakness and you can never do anything about it. But if you look at it and say, oh, I'm not as skilled in this area, let me learn or practice or get more. And Rachel and I were talking right before we started, and she said she loves how I will have a feeling or a need to do something, and then I take action and do it. And that was a weakness, or an area I wasn't as skilled at. I had to practice it and do it. And now I almost do it right away. I had a feeling to go talk to a friend the other night. I hadn't seen him for a while. He needed to talk. I called someone I didn't used to like a lot and told him to have a great event tomorrow. And I would never have done that 6 months ago. I would have called him to tell him to jump off a cliff. And if he needs a ride there, I would get provided for him.
Okay, so the other thing that you should really consider is your special gifts. I think everybody has some kind of talent or ability that really brings not only benefit to their own lives, but can bring a potential benefit to people around them. And once you understand those gifts, you'll know what kind of people you should have in your inner circle or close by so that you can give to them and they can receive it and reciprocate appropriately.
Great.
The other thing that you should really consider in trying to figure out who you are specifically is your specific needs and desires. I know you and Kat talked about relationships, and there's a lot there that has to do with wanting to, it's the give and take also, but knowing what your partner wants and what you want, there's a lot of that. But in general, I think in any relationship, even friendships, professional associates, you really have to be able to have that awareness of what you have to offer and what you need.
What you need.
Yeah, your needs and desires.
Maybe Kat and I were talking about this before. She's always saying, do you know what you want? Basically make a list of who you want to be with. You could do that with friends and business associates too.
Absolutely.
I didn't think of that until now, but you can do that.
Well, I just think about when you are in a toxic work environment, you're not getting along with your boss or a coworker, it can really drastically affect your job satisfaction. And I think that goes with anything in your life. If you're in a toxic friendship or a toxic relationship because you are not compatible with your give and take and you're not getting your needs or desires fulfilled in that relationship, it's really something that you need to have that awareness of who you are and what you need. To be healthy, to be happy, to learn when it's time to just break away from that and make some changes.
Makes sense.
Also, there's a lot that goes into who you are that's built upon your past experiences, your background, these things that affect you, your culture, just your past relationships. All of these things factor into who you are and the way you react to the world. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of...
And really looking at that and maybe dismantling some of the reasons. If something's upsetting you, there's a reason for it, and it's usually from your past. But not from your past, like... I mean, occasionally your adulthood, but it's usually back when you're a lot younger.
Right.
You want to put the orange there?
No, we already went through that. So okay. We're just writing...
And we have notes that we do, like a board. We have a board that we use. I'll take a picture of it and post it. So if you want to save it and apply it to your life, you'll have that.
Yeah, great.
So be true to you. Don't bullshit. Don't lie. Don't fake. Now, I do that just because it's more freeing. Not the bullshit. I hate bullshit.
And I do, too. It's one of the things that I told the most when I first meet people, I really remember that when I first met you, you could just tell you weren't trying to be fake. You weren't trying to impress anybody. You were just being authentic. People can feel that. And there's an immediate level of trust and respect, I think. It really helps to open up doors. And that doesn't necessarily mean everybody's going to like me. A lot of people are going to see the way that I am and let the other person know whether we are compatible up front and instead of wasting anybody's time. You don't have to be friends with every single person that you meet. That's highly improbable. And why waste time and effort in relationships that are not going to be long-lasting?
Well, I've also noticed, too, the more you dismantle yourself, the more actually people will be attracted to that and more people you get along with. So it's not being fake. It's actually just if things are out of your space more, you actually will get along with more people.
I think that's true. Yeah. And also you can be more consistent across the board. People that are fake, they might be one way with one person and a completely different way with another person. That takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, and you can't really maintain that on a consistent level. Mm-hmm. And so if you're just yourself all the time, then you're really having that benefit of just attracting people for the right reasons, then you can consistently maintain that. So we're just going to move right along. I think being authentic and true to yourself is really the only way that you can find contentment in your life. Actual, kind of touched upon this where we said, you know, if you're building up relationships or connections or whatever it is that you're looking to gain through being fake, it's not going to last very long because at some point that foundation is going to crumble. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing things that are authentic and real, then...
Yeah, and we were talking, I was like, well, because I've seen people do it for years in the social gatherings. And then I remembered Lance Armstrong. How long was he so well known? He got so much. Bill Cosby, even. That's even longer.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's guilty, but usually when 1,000 people show up and say, hey, he did this to me too, it's probably true, right? Unfortunately, it's a horrible thing. But You lie, deceit, it usually catches up with you. Lance Armstrong did blood transfusion. Finally caught up with him. We're here also today. That's all the time we have today. And we're here today at Salt Lake Lashes.
Salt City Lashes.
Salt City Lashes. I keep doing that. I know her well, but I forget her name or her business. Salt City Lashes. And if you mention that you...
If you mention today's show, then I'll give you $10 off your next service.
And what's the name of today's show?
Be Authentic, Be You.
Be 100% authentic, Be You. And if you're interested in, any of my products, services, anything like that, you can go to alterperform.com, or you can also go to Adam Tajadin. That's Adam, TAGELDIN.com, or you can message me here. My phone number is right up there, I put it right there on the description of you, something like that, the little word you have on Facebook. But call me, text me. If you want to yell at me, you can do that too. People do it occasionally. or if you just need to talk, feel free to do that, and I'll be happy to help you, coach you, serve you in any way I can. Anything else?
Just remember to be you. There's only things to gain, I think.
Yep. And watch for our CDs, webinars, and different things you'll be see coming out. So have a great life. See you later. And thanks for watching.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.
See you guys. Bye. Thanks for listening.